T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am with Barry Covert, who is representing Matthew Bojanowski, who is calling on Bishop Malone to step down. Barry, what has Matthew Bojanowski, your client, believed or discovered that is calling for him to call on Bishop Malone to step down?
Well, after speaking with him, he has numerous reasons that he thinks that Bishop Malone should step down. He was a seminarian at Christ the King Seminary for a little over 2 years, scheduled to begin his third year today. And due to sexual harassment that he was suffering from a priest that was his confessor, prior to him beginning at the seminary, with the repercussions continuing while he began the seminary, and this is Father Jeffrey Nowak, and he has reported the both the initial sexual harassment and then the ongoing retaliation, and he reported that in October of 2018. And he believes that the diocese has not taken any sufficient actions to clamp down on that. And he also expresses that, similar to the reasons that Stephen Parisi, a seminarian who resigned this past Friday, resigned, he also needed to step back from the seminary because the seminary has a culture and atmosphere of harassment on various levels of seminarians and covering that up, and also in protest to how the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo has been handling priest abuse allegations, both respect to when the victims are minors and adults, as exhibited by what the information has come out over the last year, year and a half, and especially with the flood of lawsuits by sex abuse victims, that he decided that he morally and as a man of faith had to step back and resign from the seminary, and he is calling upon Bishop Malone to resign.
The sexual harassment, when did this happen, and excuse me, when did your client report this?
It happened approximately 3 years ago was the beginning of it, and it was really an ongoing situation. Inappropriate touching, inappropriate pursuit, inappropriate communications, and inappropriate behavior that my client has identified by Father Jeffrey Nowak. And it was formally disclosed in a complaint in October of 2018, and then to our knowledge, sufficient actions have not been taken against Father Nowak.
Now, in addition to the call for Bishop Malone to resign, what else is your client seeking?
An entire revamp of how the Catholic Diocese handles victim abuse cases in relation to how they're reported, how they're handled, that they should go right to law enforcement, not get investigated internally, that he's demanding transparency in relation to those types of claims and allegations, and that there be quicker compensation for the victims, whether they're adults or minors. It doesn't really matter. They're the victim of sexual abuse or sexual harassment, and those matters should be investigated fully by law enforcement. They should be resolved and compensated in a timely fashion.
Barry, is your client going to take legal action as far as suing the diocese?
He is pursuing all possible and reviewing all possible legal remedies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.